I'm here representing the young men and women who sense the call of God. They are in youth camps and youth conventions and Royal Ranger powwows and missionette retreats and children's ministries and youth ministries all across America. And they're asking, is there not a way that I could prepare to be in the full-time ministry? We are in a dilemma in our church in that there's never been a time, honestly, never been a time when we need to give more attention to the next generation than now. And yet there's not been a coordinated effort. We just have failed to open our eyes. We're in a predicament as a movement. We have more ordained ministers over 90 than under 30. We have four times more ordained ministers over 65 than under 35. We're in a predicament. And we need to open our eyes to the move of God, the call of God on the lives of young people, and begin praying, just doing what Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would raise up laborers for his harvest. And that's our heart at Central Bible College. That's what drives us day by day. That's what motivates us. We sense that there is a generation that God has called to our campus. They come from all over. You heard the students in the choir give their homes, Ecuador and Hong Kong and various states in the United States. And we're so thankful that they've made their way here to Springfield. But they're faced with some challenges. They're faced with the challenge of parents who don't necessarily agree with them going into the ministry. A parent sat across the table from me just a week ago and said, I want my child to get something to fall back on in case they go into the ministry and it doesn't work. I said, oh, there are more open doors. Honestly, at CBC this year, we have more calls for interns. We have more calls for staff members in local churches than we have to place. And yet this mother was saying, I'm not sure about this ministry as a vocation. And I'm doing my best to convince her. Honestly, I'm pouring my heart out to her saying, oh, Doris and I have lived this life for a long time. It's a wonderful life. But sometimes our students come with no family support. They need your support just to pray for them and cry out to God for them and say, Lord, help me do my part to raise up the next generation. Help me spend the time in prayer I need to spend with my eyes, not on the past, but on the future. If Jesus tarries, who's going to carry this message to the next generation? It's a big question mark. And I'm thankful that our young people at CBC have answered the call and have come. But when they come with expense. Some of you are aware that at CBC, we do our best to hold our costs down. We're just about the lowest cost among all the major colleges in the Assemblies of God because we realize that the one thing that deters many of these students from serving God is school debt. And even though our costs are as low as we can keep them, our students still leave with an average of $28,000 debt each. That's not a huge amount of money by college standards these days, but you know the reputation we have at Central Bible College that young single people come and they meet other young single people and they don't leave single. Absolutely. That's the best place to find a mate is at a college where the same values are shared with other folks that you have. It's a great place to find a bride. And by the way, we're the only major college in the Assemblies of God that has a majority men. ...57% men at CBC, ladies. I just wanted to share that with you. A young man and a young woman meet together. They fall in love. They're going to enter the ministry together. They both feel called to missions. And each of them leaves the school with $28,000 debt. That's $56,000 debt. That's about a $500 a month payment. And they'll get turned down if they go across the street to AGW. I'm not turned down cold. Those folks over there aren't. They're very receptive to our students. But it's just difficult to go to the mission field with a $500 a month school debt payment. It's just difficult to make it on what we're able to pay and how we're able to help. So we need folks to come alongside our students. It happened one day. I have to tell you, it happened one day. This is a great story. I don't know if I'm going to get out of the light or not, but the way my hair shines, I don't need it. From here to that silver piano right over there, that silver keyboard, there was a girl at CBC one morning during registration who walked out of her room with all of her papers in her hand, but no money. But she had prayed that morning and God said, go get in the registration line. So she went and got in the registration line. And she stood there with everything except money. That's a pretty necessary thing for registration. She was there all alone. Her mom and dad had split up and neither one of them would claim her to support her. She was in that line all alone and the line was going down to the cashier and she was having to step forward. And every time she stepped forward, it was like, I'm getting closer to the time I'm going to have to either get out of this line or something. What she didn't know is God had awakened someone across the country and put a figure, a dollar amount in their heart and told that woman, before she ever got out of bed, to get Central Bible College on the phone. And the specific instruction was that there was a student standing in line that needed help. And that woman, with the use of her credit card, gave a $7,000 gift and instructed that they go out and find the person in line that needed help. Well, the person who took the call knew the girl. And by the time she got up to pay, there was $7,000 on her account that wasn't there when she got in line. It's amazing what can happen. It's amazing what can happen. If we'll just listen to God and say, Lord, how can I be a part of the next generation? How can I reach out to the next generation? But one more thing I want to ask of you. I want to tell you what I've found. And as you can tell, I'm old enough to be the grandpa to most all of these kids that are these students, these men and women that are in all of these programs. And in fact, I've known some of them their entire lives. And I'll tell you what they have said to me many times. They just want a mentor. They just want a coach. They just want somebody they can sit down and talk over the ministry with. If ever you sense a desire to come on our campus and just sit and talk with a student, we have a pretty good lunch deal on Wednesday. We invite you over. In fact, if you'll just let me know you're there, I'll take care of your lunch. And you can just sit down at a table. Just pick any one of these students and just sit down and say, you know, I just came today to encourage you. I've been in the ministry 35 or 45 or 55 years and, you know, been a place or two and just thought maybe I'd drop by and talk to you. Because to a person, almost all of these students just desire to have a relationship with a brother or a sister that's made it. They're just getting started. Some of them will talk. Some of them will give testimonies like, you know, back when I was like whatever, 14. That was a long time ago. They don't have those experiences you have. You're welcome on our campus anytime. Come by. Sit in the dining room with us and just talk. We'd love to have you there because your experience, what God has brought you through, is so vital. These students need to hear it. They need to hear that God really does provide. God really does make a way. God really does. God really does heal. God really does baptize people in the Holy Spirit when you pray. God really does do great things in crusade work around the world. God really does save the lost. And they'll sit on the edge of their seat as you tell your experience. We want to be a bright and shining light at the corner of Grant and Norton, as it has been since 1924 when the first building was built in 23 and opened in 24. We just want to be a bright, shining light. And these young men and women that have been on this platform tonight have a heart's desire to a person. I've asked dozens of them, tell me about your call, and every one of them have a story. I don't remember all the stories, but they have a story. each of them, of how they met the Lord and God spoke to them and God called them. And I'm telling you, if all these that say they're contemporary worship leaders get out here in contemporary worship, we're going to revolutionize contemporary worship with Holy Ghost-filled music like you've heard tonight. It's just going to be wonderful. You're going to hear great things. We are here to bless you tonight, but you've been a blessing to us. And we hope and pray that in the days ahead, our students are even a greater blessing to you, but we ask you, be a blessing to our students. We love this connection between us and Central Assembly. We started in the basement of this church in 1922. We love this connection, but the day's not over. It's just beginning. Until Jesus comes, we're going forward. God help us. Thank you so much for your help tonight. And Dr. Bonnie Jenkins is coming back with Heart Song, and we're going to finish this off with a song or so, and then Pastor Tom will come. But I'm just here to say thanks, and I'm just here to say let's see the next generation thrust out into the harvest that's white already into harvest. God bless you.